Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we got Shamir back, and my mouths are back. Oh boy, I gotta be in trouble. Okay, an iron earthquake. Oh boy, getting nervous. Anyway, we still got a minute. We got. I hope I'm gonna get people. Ups I hope people won't get upset with me. Rabbi Winter over here just left. He ended up going to Los Angeles for recruiting for 3 days. So he asked me to give his
For
shi
what?
my Rabbi Winter and my yeshiva here.
Yeah, I know.
He left.
Aryeh.
He went to do some recruiting to Los Angeles. He asked me to take over his shir and to do with them the sugya of Costco for 3 days. So it's just so much, it's much easier for me not to be into two different sugyas at once. So at the last minute, I was supposed to do with my share the Gemara later about, but I switched to Costco. So maybe if you people don't mind, we can do Costco for 3 days and then go. I hope if no one minds, even though I told the
Exciting
guys to
sugya.
prepare the other sugya. And we'll do the other thing next week because it's too hard for my puny brain to be into two sugyas at once, besides all the other million things that are running around this yeshiva. So, okay, I hope people don't mind. I guess I'm giving you a choice, but I don't know. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara here. The Gemara says, I don't know if you really have to do the Gemara. The Gemara, but we should read the Gemara. The Gemara says in the second line at the top of your Daled, Upluka de Rav Shmuel. The Rav Amar lo asu Beis Shammai k'divrei. Rav says that Beis Shammai, very fascinating, that Beis Shammai did not do k'divrei. Now we'll see in the Gemara, this will give me even when this was. Shmuel Amar asu, but also Amos. When is this talking about? Basco, my also. Very, the Gemara is saying that the Pashas and Svara is that before Basco, for sure the Beis Shammai should do like they hold. Why for sure? Why can't you say that Beis Shammai are nervous? Maybe Beis Hillel's right. Why should they also? Pashas shot my time below also means bein lechatzila bein nidiyeva bein lechumra bein lekula hashtus. So the Gemara is saying if it's kodem basko my time below also. Why can't you say lo also? Because at least lechumra they're nervous and maybe they're wrong.
And a Pajib shot is saying, "Ain't a dying don el masha ain't of
The
rose."
Pashas Pshat is that that would be ridiculous. That if you're a Talmid Chacham and you went through the Indian and you're a Talmid Chacham, ain't it that and mash ain't it rice? Then it says, and if it's after the Basco, my time and demand them are also. So it's a little funny, the Gemara. If the Gemara holds that there's a Svara, the Gemara holds that there's a principle of ain't it dying and mash ain't it rice. So even with the Basco, ain't a dynamite chain of rice. Right? In other words, apparently the Pashim Shah the Gemara. The Gemara holds ain't a dynamite chain of rice is when you're arguing with a different person, because you're allowed to say, in my opinion, he's wrong. But when you're arguing with a Basco, and a Basco is not they right, so then Pashim the Gemara thought that we would not say ain't a dying about chain of rice. That seems to be the Gemara's Havamina, right? That's an interesting split that there's a difference. You can say ain't a dying about chain of rice if I'm arguing with someone who's on my equal level. But if I'm arguing with a tremendous Gadol who's much greater than me, Then you can't say any time I shane a price. You know what I mean? You
Again,
don't know.
that's not a raya from here. Again, the boss calls emes, so I'm saying it's the
Yeah,
question of
okay.
your.
But it's the same. That's what it seems, something like that. You know, okay. We know. We're not going to get. I'm jumping the gun much too fast. But that is a really interesting shaila. With where, at the end of the day, where do we apply Einadan and Mount Shane of Rice?
But
Right.
Rebbe, just on a simple level, I mean, doesn't this sound sort of like the pot? Meaning, before the Gemara gets into Amashkichim Babaskal, of course, you can argue with the Baskal. Like, saying, is that a chiddush? It sounds like Rebbe's coming at it that this is a like a chiddush, the Gemara's
Well,
split
because
here.
the Svara, the Chayra, the same, the Svaras are the same. The reason why Eimashkicha Mebasko is because Chayra was given to Bnei Adam, Pasha, and then we don't care what the Basko says. So the Gemara doesn't know that Svara yet. And the Gemara holds that Chayra is, we don't care. We don't go with the Svara that Torah is given to Bnei Adam, but rather that you have to do the emes. So then the Chayra, there will be a Svara. Why should you say Ain't a dynamite, Ain't a rice? A Maisa, I went through the Inyan, and I, to me, it's clear this way. But you're also a Talmid Chacham, and you went through the other way. And I know that you're just as big as a Talmid Chacham as I am. So how can I be so confident that I'm right to go ahead? Otherwise, I know, but I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara seeming as if the Gemara didn't know Ein Mashgicha Bebasko, that means the Gemara doesn't know yet. The Ein Mashgicha Bebasko is based on a principle that halacha is really not governed by what is Hashem, what Hashem really holds to be emes. It's governed to what Bez Din Paskin. We don't care what the Basko says. We don't care. We care about what Bez Din Paskin, because the Torah was given al das Bez Din. Now the Chayra, before the Gemara was mechadesh ein mashgicha mebasko, so the Gemara thought, which usually was the pashtus, is that halacha is what was Hashem meant at Har Sinai. It's not based on das Bnei Adam. So my problem is, if the Gemara in the Havamina doesn't know ein mashgicha mebasko, it means the Gemara and the Havamina thought that halacha is governed by what's said in Har Sinai. So why is it so crazy that even though I have an opinion, but I know that there's a different Gadol who's just as great as I am, who has a different opinion, that I should be worried? Maybe he's right. At least the Chumrah. At least
Well,
the
again,
Chumrah.
that's, I
It
mean,
sounds like
that
the
gets
Chumrah.
involved again. The chlal that gets involved with it, that would even be bigger suffix derisa. So, Dahino, it neither one is neither one is Sinai. Both of them are their understanding of the Torah
Okay,
Shabbat
so this
dead.
would be a
So,
start of something derisa lechumra. We're not, and I don't know, say
this.
it's a chiyuv, but it's not us. It's my father was a rav in Forest Hills. He built an Erev because he felt Forest Hills needed an Erev, and then he didn't want to carry in it because he didn't want to trust his own Erev. He didn't trust himself as much. He told all the Baabats they could carry in it, but he didn't want to carry in it. There's a certain argasha that it's a normal thing. I don't really want to trust myself so much. You know, I know I'm human, and I know all the mistakes that I made in my life, which I'm not telling anyone. You know,
Rebbe, he didn't want to carry it because he knew he was concerned he made a mistake, or because there were kulas in the Eruv
no,
that.
because of the first, because man, because he didn't want to, not because it wasn't because he was worried for the Mishnah Berurah and the He wasn't. Because he.
It wasn't because he had an Ishita on Erevin in general.
Right, it wasn't because he didn't have it. It was because he made it. If someone else would have made it, he would have been very happy to carry. It's because it's a personal thing that people know their own history. I know I went to a wedding
Know that he would
and
carry
I
it.
blew it, and then no one realized it, and I realized 5 minutes, and I almost went ahead. And went ahead and messed up the whole chasana. You know, like people who are observant, know about themselves. They don't tell people, they don't broadcast. But they know, you know, a doctor knows all the mistakes that he made, that he almost killed the patient. You know, hopefully he didn't ever kill a patient, but he knows what he did, that, you know, he could have killed the patient. I know when I was driving that I almost got into an accident. So you don't want to trust yourself.
To be really honest, I don't like relying on things that the people themselves don't rely on. I just mean to say that if, unless you're ready to use it yourself, I'm a little concerned that I'm not sure that you're relying on you in the first place.
But I'm saying, is it such a plea? The Gemara is kash. Gemara says, my time elo also. So Pashav Shad, the Gemara means, unless you say the Gemara means even is in the Chumrah, because lo also means they're only asking how come they were Mako like Beisham, Beisiddle. But Pashav Shad, the Gemara means, my time elo also, they should be also Gedevrei and Bein Nakuda, Bein Chumrah. So I'm saying, what's the big kasha? Why can't a person a person who's a paisek? I go through the Indian, and I really think this is halacha. And then Rabbi Grumblad goes through the Indian, and he thinks that halacha is differently. I know Rabbi Grumblad's a very, very fine Talmud Chacham. I disagree with him. Okay, so why can't I go ahead and say, but listen, I know he's such a big Talmud Chacham. So, and I know that there have been times in my life that I have made a mistake. It's not like it has never happened that I made a mistake. I don't think I made a mistake here, but it is possibility. And this other person is telling me that I made a mistake. So I'm not going to do it.
The pshita is not a din suffix. It's a din vada. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether or not I'm right or wrong.
The din of Mashen and Rice is predicated on the din of Loba Shemayimi. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe the Havamina held that it didn't know that you sowed. It thought the Torah is about MS. It's about getting to the MS. But a system Hashem set up is Ein Ladin al Mashen and Rice. Hashem didn't make a system that we have to be choshes for every shita out there.
It's like a nervous meshugana. There's too much that Hashem doesn't want. It's not mistavra that Hashem wants you to be a nervous person, such a nervous person. Okay, maybe, but it just doesn't sound like such a nervous meshugana. You know, there's one thing, something that's far-fetched. That's so far-fetched. Beis Hiddo are reliable people, and they say you're wrong. So Is it such a, you know, is that mistavra? Is that like not mistavra that the person would want to say, listen,
maybe it's echad bepev echad believe if you don't act like your own position.
What?
Why isn't it echad bepev echad believe if you're not acting
like
your own position?
I'm nervous.
The Tanamarim are the Torah Shebaal Peh, like literally.
There's a certain nervousness. Is someone else telling you that you're wrong?
They put in the proper, and he's a great person.
I'm not nervous. If no one else would be telling me I'm wrong, I'm not nervous. But there's a person, there's a great Talmud Chacham called Beish Hiddo, who's telling me that I'm wrong. So I'm going to go ahead and let's take this case in Yevamis. Beis Shammai is going to go ahead and be miyamein saras erva. Beis Hiddo is telling Beis Shammai, if you do that, you're going to be over in iser kares of eishes ach. So I could hear, if it would have been me, I could hear that Beis Hiddo Shammai would say, you know, listen, I really don't think so. I think Beis Shammai, you're wrong. But, you know, you telling me that there's an iser kares of eishes ach, you know, obviously there's a possibility that I'm wrong. It has happened in my life that I'm wrong. So why would it be that lo also? That it's also that? Why can't it be the Gemara here that lo also? At least the Chumrah.
Why don't we ask the same question on Beis Hillel then?
Yeah, in Achinami.
So then every machlokas we're going to say you have to come to some kind of a compromise, not to use the chumrah of this one, not to use the kula of this one, not to use the kula of this one. It doesn't sound like, you know, Torah. I mean, yes, we make mistakes, but I would assume Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whatever their opinion at that moment was, the, you know, based on their full you know, like Rav Moshe once, you know, he retracted from a psak that he gave 40 years earlier. So they asked him, you know, so what's Pshat? He says, then that was the right psak because that was my 40 years HaTorah at that time. Now this is the psak.
Yeah, but that's really based on the Svara that Loba Shemaini. Because that was my Yigiyah Satira, and therefore that was a psak, and therefore that became
why is that? Why is that a Leba Shamayim? That's I forget that there was a Baskol. I mean, once the Baskol comes in, it might change things. But if there's no Baskol, then everybody agrees that there is, you know, the Klolei HaPsak, that, you know, when you reach a certain psak, that is the Torah.
Okay. Doesn't the fact that a person is not knowing like his halakha?
In other words, the Svara of Loba Shamayim he is that halacha is not totally on what's emes in a Shamayim. Even though we're assuming that the Svara of Loba Shamayim is, even though we assume the Baskol got it right and you got it wrong, but it's not relevant because halacha doesn't really, we don't care who got it right, who got it wrong. As long as halacha's Torah was given to Bnei Adam. Right, that's where the Ksais, the Nesivis says in the Haktama, either Ksais or Nesivis, I forgot which one. It could be the Haktama to the Ksais, that there's no shayla of Bittul Torah. We learn any sugya. And Rashi and Taitas argue on the sugya. Now, obviously, only one of them got it right and one got it wrong. And then Amshan and Taitas is the Machlokes Marshah and Marshal, Bnei Yeshua and Rekiv Eger. You know, there could be a 10-way machlokes, pshat and taisis. So only one of them really got really what type is really meant. So I'm going to spend a month in the blot chair working on the marshav, pshat and taisis. What are the odds that that's what Hashem meant? The 50% chance that Rashi was right and Taipas B'chlau was wrong. There's a good chance that Rekiv Eik is right, that the Plain Yeshua is right, that the But the so the Ksai says that once a Gadol says it, that becomes Vaday Torah. Paskin, there's halacha. Torah is not governed by what Hashem said. It's Torah was given to Bnei Adam. So the question is, did the Gemara and the Havamina know this principle or not? So the assumption, which is not Mukhlis, there's either two choices. Either you say the Gemara even in the Havamina knew that principle. And that's why they feel ain't it that and mash ain't it right. But even within that principle, they feel you should listen to a Basco, which I can hear that.
That sounds pretty reasonable, right? I mean, it's like Hashem's telling you.
What?
Like it's even if the Gemara's Havmin already knew that it's not about MS, but Hashem's telling you about it, then you should listen if you get a message from Hashem.
Right. And that's one Mahalach. Or the other Mahalach is, they didn't know that Amashkichim and Basco, they didn't know this whole concept, but they still felt that a Dayan is not supposed to follow what he thinks. But it wants you to follow, like you just say, Claudia Absak. Okay, now let's go further. I don't know. It's the two different opposite ways of saying it. What the Gemara and the Hamil. It probably will make an Afkamina because, you know, at the end of the Sugya, There's a machlokes lahalacha between, obviously, we, you know, between the Rav Moshe and the Reshiva, whether we're mashkichin with a gadol who's greater than you, right? Now that happens to be a pretty big machlokes that Rav Moshe, based on the principle of emes shkichin bevasko. Or ain't it that amount chain of rice felt that you have that you can argue with earlier diaries. And Reshiva felt that earlier diaries is like this Basco. you don't argue with an earlier diaries. A little bit because even though you ain't it that amount chain of rice, but you know you're wrong because the earlier diaries told you you're wrong. Like that was, I think, the Reshiva's Svara. Ain't it that amount chain of rice. But if the gadol from 500 years ago tells you you're wrong, then it ain't enough right that you're wrong. You don't know why you're wrong, but you know for sure you're wrong.
That's more than a baskel then, because a baskel don't
like
listen.
It's the same idea. Like, you know, ain't a dynamash ain't it right, but you know you're wrong. How do I know it's wrong? Because the Marsha says not like me. I don't understand the Marsha for beans. So what? You still know you're wrong.
Yeah, but we don't. But Yom Pesach saying, but how does that fit? We don't learn to the Bas. You don't listen to the Bas.
Okay, so we have to work it out. There's a special din in Basco, maybe, but I don't know. Maybe we do listen to Basco. We'll have to see in Tisis. We'll have to see at the end of the day. It's not clear that we don't listen to Basco.
Don't listen to Basco because of Loi Bashamayim, right?
Okay, Taiva seems to say that we do listen to Basco. We'll have to wait. We'll see. But that is. That's we have to learn this thing, but that I believe that is a machlokes between the Shimon and Rav Moshe, which we just keep in the back of our heads, which makes life interesting. Is that Rav Moshe held that based on this principle of Lava Shemayim, we have the famous case that Rav Moshe and the first Simon in the Igris Moshe argued with Rav Shlomo Kluger on the size of a yarmulke, right? That's the most common example. This. Not the most common, just that was the first example. First Simon in the Igris Moshe in Arachayim, Simon Aleph, the Rav Moshe brings a Rav Shlomo Kluger that says that a yarmulke has to cover your entire circumference of your head. Says Rav Moshe, that even though Rav Shlomo Kluger says that, Mistama, he would agree that Rav is good enough because Rubo Kikudo. And even though Rav Shlomo Kluger doesn't say that, but he said even Rav Shlomo Kluger would agree to that. But then he says, but he personally disagrees based on a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin, which I don't remember the raya anymore. But he brings a raya from the Gemara that as long as you have any covering at all, it's good enough. And that's where Rav Moshe was his famous heter for battle cap yarmulkes, right? That's where. And the Rishiva was Eish Lahava. Shiva was not like battle cap yarmulkes for many reasons. But one of the reasons was that he held that Rav Moshe cannot argue with Rav Shlomo Kluger.
I thought Rabbi had said that the Roshiva, that's maybe I misunderstood, but I thought Rabbi had said that the Vart was is that Rav Moshe might have a day klapi or Shlomo Kluger, but we're not treating Rav Moshe's day like a Basroy, that it's not, it's dynamo. It's not a hachra keneged Reb Shlomo Kluger, and we'll still follow Shlomo Kluger.
Okay, I think Rashiva, they might be both right. I think Rashiva felt that Moshe did not have, even for himself, did not have the right to argue with Reb Shlomo Kluger.
Rebbe said that Reb Moshe that Saul would argue as far back as the Noda Yehuda. I mean, it's like, you know, it's you know, that's
okay. I don't know. I don't remember. But he did argue back. He did argue. I had a Misa with Rav Plashinsky. It was a very funny story. I think which is a shmooze that the Rav Plashinsky has a say for Shalom Yehuda. So when it's on Moed, so it was out of print, and they reprinted it the year that the yeshiva was in Israel, the whole yeshiva in 79, I don't remember. 77, 78. So I went with Rabbi Grunblatt to Rabbi Plashinsky's house and to buy the Sefer, and he was flipping through the pages, so to speak, and like getting hanah from all the different pieces. So he has a piece here about whether you make a shachianu on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Yom Ha'aretz or you make a shachianu. That happens to be a machlokes between the Ga'inim, not the Rishayim, it's a machlokes and the Ga'inim. Tosfos brings out machlokes. Tosfos and Tosfos passes like one of the Ga'inim and the Rosh, and the Rambam passes like the other guy. So it's a machlekes gainim, it's a machlekes in Rosh and the Rambam, and it's a machlekes in Mechaber and the Ramah. So it's a pretty cluster of machlekes. And the minig Ashkenaz of Ramah is that we make a shachianu, except to try and be machmir to have a extra begin, but basically make a shachianu. The Chaber sheet is you don't make a shachianu. And that's what Rav Plashinsky said. You know, the Rambam, that he went through the sugya, and he proved that the Rambam was right, or the Mechaber was right, that you don't make a shachianu. So he said that in his Shishira, he was about Tokeya, and he will not make a Shachianu, even though the Ramah says you do, because it's halacha. He proved that the halacha is not like the Ramah. What can you do?
Kiddush or Shaifer, Rebbe? Was he talking about Kiddush or Shaifer?
Shaifer.
That's
the same thing. It's the same Shaida.
Wasn't Rav Moshe's
about Tokeya? So he told me and said, because people get all upset. What do you mean? So he says, listen, you want to make a Shachianu? You can make a Shachianu. There's no chiv the Baal Tokeya have to make the Shachianu. So he says, it's somebody else. He blows the shayfer. He makes the first bracha. But somebody else makes a Shachianu. But I won't answer amen because it's a hefsek. Because that is stark. It's mamish a hefsek. So,
wasn't Rishis basic derech halimud was basically just rishonim in a regular? Wasn't Rav Moshe's basic derech halimud? My father.
My father's
a chronicle of bracha. The story. My father wrote a few svarim, and so he was looking at one of the pieces, and my father said, "So Rav Moshe said, well, it comes out according to you that the halacha should be X, Y, and Z." So my father said that the Pirus Yosef says it. And Rav Moshe said, the Cain, there is no Rishon that says it.
Yeah, okay. Pirus Yosef is a prima goddam.
I'm not sure, but I'm saying, even though, saying, in other words, he left off that is Shver. That my father said, but he says that he probably didn't see it or whatever it is, but like in his vision of the Sugya, like that was left off Shver, that, you know, Gemara Rish, I thought I heard that.
No, he learned the Rish. He knew the Achrona. Did not know the Achrona.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to this again. Let's not do it. But that's just an interesting story about how far Yisrael Plashinsky went with the Asbara of Ein Adan Mash Ein Gan Rise, and he wouldn't answer Amen, even though there are Gainim that say that. But you know, but that's it. I pass it not like the Gainim. Okay. Anyway, he was the time of the Chazon Ish. I assume that was the Chazon Ish sheet to do, which is something like Rav Moshe. Okay, so anyway, let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says,
I'm sorry, Rebbe, where are I? I had to come in late. Where are we?
I apologize. I went back to the Gemara at the top of Yud Dawid because I got drafted to get Rabbi Winter's share, and that's what they're doing. So I went back to the top of Yud Dawid. I'm out. So okay, we're four, about five lines down. Mora brings a machlokes whether Beishamai osu or lo osu. And the Mora asks me, Manashach, if it's before the Basco, so why shouldn't they be osu? If it's lacher Basco, so why should they be osu? The Mora gets two terutzim. The boys Ema, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. The boys Ema called the Basco. The boys Ema lacher Basco. The boys Ema called the Basco. We asked the Kasha, why wouldn't Beit Shammai do Kedivrayim? The key going to Beit Hillel Ruba. The man that would also know Beit Hillel Ruba. In other words, Beit Shammai knows the rule of Achmei Rav and Mahatas. So therefore, you follow the right. So therefore, Beit Shammai didn't do Kedivrayim because Beit Hillel's right. I don't really understand this. But okay, in other words, the Gemara is saying a svara that even though Beit Shammai held like what they held, and if Beit Hillel wouldn't have argued, they would have passed in for sure like themselves. Well, now that Beit Hillel argues that Beit Hillel is Ruba, so they go with Beit Hillel. I assume, so I don't really understand that because the Chazon Ish writes in his letters that we don't follow Rav of Achrei of Poskim. He says two reasons. One is because there were many Poskim that got lost. We don't know what they are, what they held. So we don't really have Rav opinions. But he also said because there's no Kvias Bezdin. There's no Din Rav, Achrei Rav and Ahatos. You don't have the Kvias Bezdin. Rav is if you're sitting on a Bezdin, then you go bust a Rav, Rav Dayanim. So I don't know where I mean where's that guess? Ina Basar Ruba Ruba. Why? But there was Chayra, Beishame and Beisidol didn't join together in a bezdin. So I don't know what din rive is there. I mean, is this a rive? There's two different rives. There's a rive of a bezdin, and there's a rive of like, you know, when you have tarubis, you go bust in a rive. But I don't know which rive this is. If there's a rive of bezdin, then you need a kvias bezdin. I don't think Beishame and Beisidol were together. They actually sat made a bezdin together.
Isn't Beishame and Beisidol referring to the Talmidim already? Like not Beishame's. Aren't Beishame and Beisidol already referring to the Talmidim?
Right, but I'm saying I assume like, that the Talmidim and Beishame and Beisidol didn't sit together in a room, and therefore there was no kvias bezdin. So there should be no din that you go. If there's a kvias bezdin, there is such halacha. Then bezdin paskins and the miyut. And the bezin has to accept the majority opinion. There is such a halacha that if there's a bezin, then bezin paskin and everyone has to accept that opinion. But that's when you have a bezin. So I don't know what this means that the Gemara is saying that the bezin of ruba. Edomai, they just mean without kvias bezin. Well,
doesn't Rabbi say that Beishai Beisol are kashtei bati dinim bi'irachas? Like he says they have a
din. Yeah, yes.
And maybe the Gabi the Ruv too, that's the Gabi
the Ruv. Edomai, the Gemara means tam a din roiv without bezin. I don't know if there's a din roiv. There's a famous story. It's supposed to be a famous story that some priest asked Rav Yaakov Emden when he was a kid. No, not Rav Yonasan, Rav Yonasan Aipshitz. When Rav Yonasan Aipshitz was a kid, why do you follow your Judaism? The Christians are majority. And it says in the Bible, you go by the majority. And supposedly Rav Yonasan Aipshitz said, you only follow the right when you have a suffix. When there's no suffix, you don't follow the right. I don't know what this means here. I don't know. So Mara said, but let's go. That anyone, unless someone has a pshat,
the Gemara seems to say later they have a din of a beis din.
They had a din of a beis din together.
Well, that's shtei bati din b'irachas, but really, maybe that's already enough to say that
two separate din, but they didn't. Just the opposite. I thought you were bringing me a ride the other way. That shtei but they did. They're not sitting together.
Well, maybe the same way we could see there's kibbutz shtei but they did be rachas. You could see the gabi of the roof is like.
I don't know. They said the shtei but they did him. I don't know. Okay, what we Jamir, you wanted to say something? We cut you off.
There is a Ramban on the next step. Where as far as the idea of with Chadei Tvei is that work in a Beis Din? Is it not work in a Beis Din? And he explicitly says that doesn't work in a Beis Din. This is specifically because it's not a Beis Din.
So he's saying that we're dealing it without Beis Din.
Right.
So this is talking about the rive that just time. The Torah says you should follow the majority. So then I got Rabbi Yonis and Aipshitz inside of that the majority. It's only like by Tyrubis, so to speak. If you got mixed up, you assume it came from the Hokim B'mam and Ach Hokim Acharoyv. It's only when you have a suffix, right? That's true. Rav Yonatan Aipshitz is right. If you got mixed up two pieces of kosher and treif, you go by the majority. But not if you know which piece of meat is which. You don't go by the majority. So the Chayra Beishamei knew.
Well, again, that's not he emo. I mean, Beishamai's position. It's not he emo. It's not, you know, they're...
Well, they know. They know. They in their mind, they know.
Simply speaking, even when a person has a position, lahalacha, it's not he emo.
Okay, so now you're saying sort of like what I was saying before, that Beishamai had a suffix. Beishamai had a suffix that, for who knows, maybe I'm wrong.
And it's not he emo. It's just not he emo. So if you have
would have a, even though Rav Yonasan and Aipshitz told the Gawa that there's no din roi when there's no suffix.
No, because Rav Yonasan and Aipshitz knew.
I understand. So I'm saying, so Ben Shammai, even though they went through the Indian, but they admitted that there's a room to hear Beis Hillel Svarim, and therefore Beis Hillel's Aruba, so there's a din of roi. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let me go back. I want to get to Titus eventually, but this is So I don't know the answer to this question either, really. What's kind of right this is. You go to Beisir Aruba. The man that went also to Beisir Aruba. So that's why they didn't do it. Man that went also. Kiazina Beisir Aruba. Hey, Chadi Hadadi Nino. Hoga Beishame Mahadi Nitzvei. So since Beishame Mahadi Nitzvei, so that stops as far as right. So you're saying that that would never be in a Bezdin. Okay, I hear. Okay, so that's one shot. The boys say the Acher Basco. Now there were no also done after Basco. Very good. No also because it's a Basco. Well, man, there were also Rabbi Yeshua. Domer a Mashkicham a Basco. So Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't listen to a Basco. So the question, well, let's see, Tysus, because that's what I want to work on with the Rabbi Winter Shear. So let's try and go to Tysus. So the Shaila is in Tysus, do we bask in like this, Rabbi Yeshua? Yeshua said that the Gemara applies. Rabbi Yeshua was speaking in Paragazov. That's by the case, the famous case of Rabbi Ozer, with the that he argued, and he eventually got put in Chayrim, where he said everyone should be proved that I'm right. And over there, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ei mashkichem b'basko," and the Gemara applies that to the Basco that says we bask in like Beis Hillel, and they say, "Ei mashkichem b'basko." That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. The Torah says in Taimar, "Umayshna the lo kaimen on the Basco of the Rabbi Ozer." And I mean, because Dr. Shmuz, he had often was. So there's an act of Marabah Messiah, even though a Basco came out, the Rabbi Ozer was right. The Rabbi Ozer been Hercules, I believe. But they went ahead and Abel began, they put him in Chayrim even, because he was going against the Rabbim. And we don't follow that Basco. We'll get Basco, the Daisido, Kaimran, the Halakha Daisido. Now, I don't know if Shannon this time is here, but Tavis is assuming, you know, we basking like Beis Hillel. Tavis is assuming the reason why we basking like Beis Hillel is because of the Basco. You know, even though the Gemara says, Man the Amar Osu Beis Shammai, it's because of Yeshua that says, Ei Mashiach and Basco. But Tavis is assuming that La Halacha, the Tavis in his Habamina, is assuming that Halacha, we do not hold like this Rabbi Yeshua. Right? That's what Tavis is assuming. The Gemara says, Amanda Amar Asu is because Amashkicha Babasko. But we don't, we bask in like Beis Hillel. Why are we basking like Beis Hillel? Because of Babasko. Rabbi Yeshua says, Amashkicha Babasko. So Tavis in his question at least is assuming that Rabbi Yeshua is wrong. I think that's what Tysus comes out, the whole Tysus, that really Rabbi Yeshua is wrong. We, the minig of the world is that we do not agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ei mashkichem b'basko. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we would not have a rule that we basken like Beis Hillel. It would be undetermined who we basken like, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. And I don't know what we would do, but Rabbi we, who Paskin always like Beis Hillel is obviously because we rely on the Basco. Right? That's what Tavis is saying. The Tavis kasha is, how come we rely on the Basco and of Beis Hillel, and we don't rely on the Basco of Rabbi Ozer? Okay?
Yeah, but how does he know that it's from the Basco and not from the fact that they were a rove?
Yeah, I hear. I don't know. I had that question, so I can't argue with you. In other words, okay. Tavis is taking for granted, you know, the Gemara, Gupa Minei Bey and our Gemara had a Havamina that even before the Basco, Beis Shammai did like Beis Hillel because of the right. Now, having such a daya, the Gemara says, he boy Ema. The Gemara that's out to say that Alster Rive force Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai did like Beis Hillel because of the right. That was one lashon. Then the second lashon is that Beis Shammai lo asu because of the baskel. So there's two lishinas in the Gemara. One lashon is there's a day that says lo asu. One day is lo asu because of the rive, and the other day is lo asu because of the baskel. So how does Tzaydus know which day is right? So how does the fact that we bask in halacha the maisa, like they said, oh, who says that that's because of the basco? Maybe that's because it's a rive. And the Gemara itself mentioned that possibility. Right? The Gemara said that even the Gemara says that there's a daya that says that before the Rav will say lo asu, even before the basco, because the base hiddle's right.
So what did the baskel exactly come out?
Why did the baskel come out?
I don't know. Isn't that Samik Kasha on the Gemara? Going to Rav, that says lo asu. And the Gemara says that that's even before the baskel, because Basido is a right. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says that. I didn't say that. Gemara says that. He boys aim a called the basco. So you have a question. According to that day, why did the basco come out? Okay, I don't know. But apparently it's not a good question. Basco comes out just for fun. I don't know. Came out to give chizik. But you know, you see, there's such a day that they even before the basco, even Beis Shammai knew that we paskin like Beis Hillel. So surely everybody else knew that. So you have a kasha. Why did the basco come out? I don't know. It's a kasha on the Gemara, but it doesn't to help Tysus. So the question what Sandy's asking, which I had the same question, is Tysus doesn't bring any source to prove that the reason why we paskin like Beis Hillel is because of the basco. So what kind of question is Tzaydus asking? He says, there's a stira here by Rabbi Ozer and Hercules. We don't listen to the basco, and here we do. Who says? Maybe here we don't. And
does he pin halachas?
What?
There was a 18 halachas in the Aliyah.
Regretfully, I don't remember the case, but the question of being metame is some oven, and there was some giant machlokes, and it's one of those famous Gemaras, and Rav Ozer Hercules had his opinion.
Ben Achnai.
What?
Ben Achnai, right?
Can't hear you.
Ben Achnai.
Okay. But B, I don't remember. You see, you're better than me. I don't remember.
Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom.
But okay. It's an amazing
we
Gemara.
We still passing
like Bechamai. That Gemara, at the end of that Gemara, you know, that's a Gemara where the Rav Ozer ben Hercules told Rabbi Akiva that he's going to get died, you know, because he didn't come to learn from him. And then worse, you know, he got died, got killed in Kish Hashem. What?
He's going to die with a Misa Mishnah.
What?
He says he's going to get killed with a Misa Mishnah.
Yeah, he said, Ashecha Kashi Mishalahem. He said, all of them are going to die in Isa Mishnah because they should have learned from him. And Shecha Kashi Mishalahem. That's a wild, a really scary Gemara.
Zuckerman
used to always call that Gemara.
It's because they said Leva Shemayimi?
Not because they put Leva Shemayim. They said Leva Shemayim. But then they put Rabbi Osman Hergnes and Chayrim. And apparently, because he was going against the rive, he didn't give in, which maybe was right. They put him in Chayrim. But apparently, they could have still come to learn from him. You know, he's in Chayrim. They could have stood far away. I don't know. But they didn't come to learn from him anymore. They put him in Chayrim, and that was it. You know, so when he was in his deathbed, they came, there's a group of the Tanoim came to Mevaker Chayrim, and Rav Ozer Hercules had a sign on them that they didn't come to learn from him. And he said that because of that, they will all not die a Misa Regila. And then Rabbi Akiva said, what about me? And he says, Shalcha Kosha Mishalahem. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty scary Gemara that the Tanoim who obviously did pretty good learning, Rabbi Akiva, who was pretty, you know, impressive, was Chaya Misa Mishuna because he had an opportunity to learn more and he didn't. Anyway, okay, but that's not our topic. But
still there's a bas koil. There are some halachas that we paskin like b'shamay.
I know, but I don't know. But apparently there's a general rule we paskin like b'sedo. I don't know why there's some exceptions. No matter what you're going to say, you have to explain why there's some exceptions. If we paskin like b'sedo because they're right, you also have to explain why there's some exceptions.
So one day they went to Mavaka Koil with somebody and they did accounts. And there was more Beis Shammai people than Beis Hillel that day, so they instituted a whole bunch of things.
Okay, I know that's a different Gemara.
It sounds like that in generally Beis Hillel was the majority, but that day
that's a different Gemara. That's a Gemara here, I think, in Yavamis. Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure, but let's go back here. So Sandy's kasha is a valid kasha. How does Tysus know that the reason why we basket like they said, is because of the basco? But I don't know. So let me go further again. Further. Got another thing I don't know. I just want to re-go through the whole Tysus. So that's Tysus' theory. That we basket like they said, because of the basco. Somehow Tysus assumes that. And by Rebbe Wazer Ben Hurkanes, we don't bask like him, even though there's a basco. Shlomer, and the basco of other layosa and the kvaido. Shomer minashemayim yochia kedamer hasam. In other words, everybody, it was as if self understood. Way I understand it is he's saying that it's like the basco. It was understood that it's not meant to be relied on. It's like a person gets up at a levaya and he speaks about the mace. And he, you know, he say, hey, you know, I'm not trying the truth exactly 100% the truth. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. It's self understood. When a girl says she's 29 years old, so and then you find out that she's 33, so you can't have a tie on her because that's what 29 means. 29 means 33. When you write on your chasen invitation that the chuppah will be 7:30 sharp. It means 8 o'clock. That's what 7:30 sharp means, right? So it means in kvaido, and I think that's what he means. And like it was understood. It's coming. So what do you want? Well, of course, that's what I said. So you don't rely when I'm speaking mishum kvaido, when I'm speaking at a sheva brachas, when I'm speaking at a you don't based on the speech in the sheva brachas to hire the person to give him a job.
But then why did Rabbi Yeshua have to say Loba Shemayim? He just stopped. Okay, it was never sorry, intended. It never was question. Intended.
Yeah. Mechanin and Tysus. Mechanin and Tysus. So Tysus is saying that really we listen to Basco. And therefore we listen to Basco Beis Hillel. I over there, stop. It was the Basco itself was self, it was self understood. That it wasn't meant to be.
Again, Yeshua's statement has to be relevant to over there. I mean, that doesn't sound
the
great.
The Tysus is going to ask the kasha. Please. We Tysus asked the kasha. You want me to tell you what Tysus' answer is? I can tell you. But
I know what Tysus' answer.
We'll see. He started to the basket of the Yotzenik Kleidner. Shemar, Rayo Chigo, Nimah Hassan. Inami, a second answer. He basco hoist the shaitz like I can rob him. Rabban Avi Ruba. The vada ain't alocha. The vada ain't alocha. The vada, so the bach changes the gerisa. The vada ain't alocha gebasco. Right? Without the bach, it will be the vada ain't alocha gebasito. So I'm not sure it makes a difference. In other words, Since there's a rife, make a bit shaman. The normal way without the bach is kineged. I'm sorry, not bishan. It's rabban. Shoyzik kineged rabban. Rab ruba be ruba. The vada ain't alocha kerava ozer. That would be how I would read Tysus. The vada ain't alocha. Therefore, when the basco said alocha kerava ozer, we don't listen to such a basco. Because the Basco is telling us something that's Vaday not right. And then the Bach has a little different. The Vaday and Alka Beisero. The Basco. Okay. Avo Basco the Beisero. Time of we hold on. You show the Ave Beisero Ruba. And the Shamechade Tve. So what's he saying? He said, normally we do listen to Basco's. If you have a suffix, by Beishame Beisero, we have a suffix. Do we go by the Rabbin or we go by Mechadi Tve? So when we have a suffix and we don't know what to do, so Avada we go with the Basco. It's only over there by Rabbi Ozer where we don't follow the Basco because we know for sure the Basco is wrong because the Basco is going again halacha. That's what Tavis is saying. Okay, what do you people say about this answer? This is where the action in Dysis is, the second answer. In the first answer is very, very not, you know, just saying that, of course, first answer is saying that we always listen to a Basco, except when a Basco is saying, like the Basco itself says, I didn't mean it. You know, he had his fingers crossed, so to speak. Basco crossed his finger. But the second
without a Basco,
answer
we don't know that we go bust the rules.
What?
Basco. Without a Basco, we don't know. If without the Basco, we don't know that we go bust a rove. So then why does it make a difference if the Basco is arguing with the rove? At best, it's a Basco versus a Basco, then, no?
I mean, no, he's saying that in the second answer?
Yeah.
Second answer is saying, without the Basco, we wouldn't know what to do, and we rely on the Basco. We didn't rely on the Basco because we knew for sure the Basco was wrong.
But that's no. But Tosa says they're trying to connect it. Rabbim, they're a button, have a ruva. But if we only say ruva is gufa, we know from the Basco by Beis Hillel is teaching us that
we know that they were right. But we had a suffix because of mechad and itve.
There's a suffix because gufa be'etzim without Baskos, we have a suffix whether or not we go bust a rover bust mechad and itve. Rabbi Lutzer also mechad and itve, right?
Apparently, the Sfarim Mechad Yitzvei did not apply by Rabbi Ozer. Well, I don't know why.
Isn't he considered greater than the
I don't Rabbi? Know, but that's not, Tavis is not saying.
What's
that.
The difference between Mechad Yitzvei and being just Stam greater? If he's greater, then isn't he like.
I don't know. Anilay Yodea. But
Tavis
doesn't say that. Tavis says only by Beis Shammai we have the Sfarim Mechad Yitzvei. It seems Tavis is saying that by Rabbi Ozer, it was clear cut. There was no Sfarim Mechad Yitzvei. And I don't know why not, but that's clear in Taisus. That by Rabbi Ozer, we knew for sure ain halacha that the halacha is not like Rabbi Ozer. Therefore, we disregard that Basco because that Basco is definitely wrong. But over here, the Basco is not definitely wrong, so we listen to it. So what do you say? What about what's interesting about this chat?
Well, if a Basco could.
What?
Go ahead. Is Tosfos asking Lemando Omar that holds that that's the difference? The Basco before
I don't know. Davis doesn't say which Mandamar is going in. Davis is asking on us, on the world today. We know Halacha Lemaisa. He's not asking in Rav or Shmuel. He doesn't tell you who we Baskin like. He's saying, we know Halacha L'maisa. We follow the Basco that we Baskin like Beis Hillel. We don't follow the Basco that we Baskin like Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus. What's the difference? The first Tiretz is, because the Basco of Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus, it was self-understood that he was only... He didn't really mean it. It was just the man of Shalom, the man of Covenant, but it was not really, it wasn't being serious, so to speak. Okay, so you don't follow such a Basco.
So in the second Tiretz, he was being serious. How could the Basco say the wrong thing?
So they made a mistake.
The Basco?
The Basco made a mistake?
Yeah.
The Basco made a mistake?
What?
Oh, so there's just a problem with the second Teretz is a chayra, two problems.
They don't have their fingers crossed, then the Basco should come out the same way as they thought.
No, the Basco made, according to the second Teretz, the Basco was wrong.
Right, that's the problem.
Well, if the Basco could be wrong, then who's to say it's more reliable by base Hillel?
Right. No, that's right. That's the problem. Now, there's two problems. I'm telling you, it's the second Teretz. That's exactly the two problems that we hadn't shared today. You know, that's what one is, according to Tavis, Pashtus Tavis in the second Teretz does not hold to the first Teretz that the Basco was referred to the Rabbi Lazar. Because if you hold to the first Teretz, you don't need the second Teretz. So Pashtus, you can always argue, but Pashtus, the second Teretz does not hold to that. So the score in the second Teretz, the Basco was serious. We Basco and Akrobazim and Hercules. Now we tell the Basco, oh, you're wrong, because there's a right. Go bust a right. So two questions. One is, how can a Basco be wrong? Bascos don't sound like they could be wrong. We're assuming Basco are some kind of heavenly voice that probably get things right. And two, if it's possible for Bascos to be wrong, so then why do we follow it? If we have a subject by Beishama and Beisido before the Basco, and now a Basco came out, well, okay. Well, it had been wrong once, and maybe it's wrong again. You know, like just because it was wrong, once you find that the Basco was wrong once, yeah, I'm not sure how often were there Bascos that came out when there were Machlekesim. I don't know. So I only know these two cases. In one case, they were wrong. So he said, well, you know, they doesn't have a very good track record, Basco. See, why should we file the Basco when it comes out and tells us how we Paskin in the Beisham Beisido, when it told us how to Paskin Rav Ozim and Harkness and Rabbanan, it got it wrong.
Well, when you have a Shiloh of Machadid Rov, then maybe you're not so sure the Basco is wrong.
I understand, but I'm not so sure the Basco, but it could be wrong. So why should I rely on the Basco? I don't know what to write, and the Basco is not reliable. Pariah, because I've only been hurting that Sabasco goofed it. So why should I listen to the Basco?
Pashtus, I think everybody over here, if they would hear a Basco, they'd pretty be inclined to follow the Basco.
I understand, so but Tavis is the one that Tavis has a possibility that the Basco was wrong. I would never say like Tavis that a Basco was wrong. But Tavis in a second Teretz is saying that a Basco was wrong.
For what reason are we saying that? For what reason are we saying that it's wrong? Again, wrongs. Again, the Torah has a directive that you follow Rove. So the Basco doesn't trump the Torah directive of following Rove.
That means the Basco was wrong. The Basco said we was wrong.
You just said.
So the Maisa, doesn't that mean the Maisa Basco is wrong?
Maybe the Basco was right about what the MS was.
What?
Maybe the Basco was right about
that. Okay, so you're saying that the Basco.
Can we define the Basco?
You're saying what Rafi's saying. Rafi's saying that the Basco did not come out to say that we Paskin like Rav Elazar. That was what the Basco was trying to say. The Basco knows that Klali Halachas, you don't Paskin like Rav Elazar because we got to go bust it right. The Basco was just saying that you should know. And a piece of information that in Shemayim they agree with Rav Elazar. In other words, that Rav Elazar is an abstract logic.
Yes, it did.
But
the Basco said Halachic Rav Elazar.
What?
Yeah.
Basco said Halachic Rav Elazar.
So what Rafi is saying, you know, you want to claim is that he means that in Shemayim they say the Halacha is like Rav Elazar. In Shemayim they're basing Halacha based on Emes. In Bez and Shamata, we base Halacha based on Klalei Apsak. So the Basco say in Shamayim,
and in Olam Hazeh, in this world, they could say Fakert. So what's the use of the Basco?
There's no use. The Basco was telling you a piece of information that you
that's
should
not
know.
Relevant
you should know that that Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Ozer and Horkinus. As that a Basco should come out. So a Basco came out, not because of Kvaida. Mishum Kvaida means that even though it's not telling the truth, but Mishum Kvaida. No, the Basco came out. Yes, called the Basco. The Basco came out and said the truth. The truth is that in Shemayim we pass in like Rav Ozer ben Hurkus, because Rav Ozer ben Hurkus with his tremendous yashrus was mechaven to das elyon.
That's even though very, it's not relevant,
very, very important. I think about a good thing. That's what
it's not relevant to you.
And it comes around with what we say, but okay, very nice. But halacha, it's not relevant.
And to say it's not relevant to you. Again, in theory, a person could be these over from the fact that you heard a bas kol to work a little harder to understand Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe the besov taka will understand Rabbi Eliezer.
On the other hand, that's what Rabbi said. On the other hand, the guys are saying that that's doichik. Because the Lashon of the Gemara there was that the bas kol said halacha, right? That's what you're saying?
Well, that's one of the things.
But the words of the bas kol in Bava Metzia.
That's one of the problems, yes. The other problem, it's a little bit funny to say that the bas kol came out to say something that's not relevant. That's okay, another problem.
I don't think that's so funny. So I like your first funnier better.
can we add a little thing to what Rafi was saying, that a bas kol is a category of paskan in halacha, but it loses to Rov.
Okay, that's not Rafi at all. That's a different shot. But Rabbi's job was that the bas kol was telling you from the perspective, the bas kol was telling you what's in Shemayim. In Shemayim,
that could be a little bit problematic because don't we have the Gemara that says Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim?
What?
That could be a little bit problematic because don't we have a Gemara that says Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim? Then in Shemayim, there's really no, you know, if you have two or more Tanoim arguing.
I don't know whether.
Why is this called bas kol and not ben kol?
I think that they say Elu ve'elu is based on the fact some people maybe, you know, there's this ritva, but it could be that there is such that might only be in the Adam. But in Shemayim, there is a decision. I'm not sure. I mean,
why is this called bas kol and not ben kol?
Okay, I don't know. This is because because they were politically correct. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. Anyone know the answer?
Kol is Lashon Nekeva.
What?
Kol is Lashon Nekeva.
Kol Godoil.
And what is Sandy trying to say? Sandy, you're trying to answer that. What? My time ran out. So Sandy, what were you trying to answer? You're muted.
That a bas kol is a method of psak halacha, as we see in the next step. Yeah, that when we do have a suffix between a rov and a mechadidi, it could paskin. But when it is confronted with a rov, it loses to a rov.
So it's not an absolute force, but it's a machria. Okay, let me think about this. So there's a Birkas Avram that asks this kasha. I found. So I'll send you the Birkas Avram. He maybe says something. I think he says, he definitely doesn't say what Rafi said. He maybe says something similar with what Sandy said, but I think a little different also. Maybe it's what Sandy said might be, I don't want to say better, but the question I had on the Birkas Avram, Sandy's way of saying it might not be shver. But okay, so I'll send you, I'll do what I'm trying to say right now. There's a Birkas Avram, and okay, and then I want to go, I also want to send that Ramesha's introduction to Psak is in the beginning of the Igris Maisha.
In theory, rove, when there's a rove, there's no suffix. I mean, we can't be mashkiach, but bas kol is a rove because the Torah tells us go bas a rove. Therefore, we're not mashkiach in a bas kol. But when we have a suffix, then we are mashkiach in a bas kol and we'll follow the bas kol.
Yeah, but the question we're still asking is, but the group that still shows that the bas kol should have known this rule that when there's a rove, we don't listen to the bas kol. So therefore, it still comes out that the bas kol was wrong.
But it's not the halacha. It's not the halacha.
Should have known that that's not the halacha because there's a rove.
It's not the halacha. It's just
wrong.
It's not, again, it's Lomasho, like we say, by Ruben de Isay, come on, that we say that it's not Vadai. So it's just, it's not Vadai, and the Mela, the Halacha really is
Fakir.
It's not
Halacha, that's not right. The Basco, this is Halacha.
And we do like this, even, yeah.
Okay, not perfect yet. I'm sorry. Okay, let me stop. So I'm going to send you those Marmikimis, and we'll see. Hopefully we're going to have some more Marmikimis too, but okay.
Thank you.
Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.